Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi, Sanhedrin Daf Nun Dalet. We begin right on top. Tanya Kavasei the Rava. So, just a quick reference to yesterday's Daf, where we had a machlokes. According to Rabbi Yehuda, if this woman who he got involved with was his mother, Imoi, and also Ashes of his father's wife, what happens? Let's say it was done inadvertently, with Shoigig, unintentionally. He didn't realize that it was Asr, so he has to bring a Chatos to atone for his transgression. How many karbanis will he bring? According to Rabbi Yehuda, once she is mother, we can't add any more labels. Imoi is only Imoi. We disregard the Ashes Av aspect, the fact that she was also his father's husband, which is, you know, a typical standard situation. Imoi discounts Ashes Av. So there's only one Chiyuv Chatos. Whereas according to the Chachamim, if she happens to be Imoi and Ashes Av, mother and his father's wife, there's a double violation, double transgression, two karbonis chatos to be mechaper. Now we had several attempts, several ways to try to explain Rabbi Yehuda's source, and we concluded with Rava. Okay, so it's based on the fact that it says Imcha hi, she's your mother. That's the only violation we reckon. Imcha hi, we ignore the fact that she's anything else. And now we're going to bring a raya to Rava's approach. It was also based on Exeru Shava. We're going to see the Braisa will elaborate and explain all the steps involved in this process in actually getting to our goal to only reckon the Imoy aspect and discount the Ishas Av aspect according to Rabbi Yehuda. Now before we begin, lots of psukim, lots of drushes back and forth today to keep it clear and organized. Let's just keep in mind that we're going to be learning our sugya is going to be based on basically three pasukim. Okay, firstly a pasuk in Parashas Kedoshim, Vayikra Perek Chaf. Now, as we know, typically the difference between Achrei Mois and Kedoshim, both parashas discuss arayis, but Achrei Mois is pretty much the warning aspect of it, the azhara, don't do this, don't do that, without mention of the punishment. Whereas in Kedoshim, the pasuk repeats, the parasha reviews all those cases and applies a specific einish per case. So let's first focus on the pasuk and Parshas Kedoshim, discussing interaction with the Ashes Av, the mother, and then go back to Parshas Achrei Mois, where we're going to have two pasukim again focused on this topic. So some of you may have the pasukim on the side of the Gemara in the margin. I'll just read the pasuk and Parshas Kedoshim first. Vayikra Chaf, v'ish asher yishkav. So he gets involved physically as married. Es Ashes Aviv. Clearly, there's a reference to father's wife. And the pasuk continues with words which seem to be extra. Ervas Aviv Gila. They already said that, right? Moishu Mosu Shneim Dmeim Bam, which of course means Skila, because Dmeim Bam, as we learned the other day, references Skila. So again, this is a pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim. If one does this, does what? Yishkav Es Ashes Aviv, Ervas Aviv Gila. The result is Misa. Let's backtrack to Parshas Achrei Mois now. Vayikra Chaf Yud Ches. Okay, so the other one was Vayikra Chaf Pasuk Yud Aleph. Now Vayikra Yud Ches, back in Parshas Achrei Mois, the warning track, so to speak. Vayikra Yud Ches, Pasuk Zayin, and then over to Pasuk Ches. Pasuk Zayin speaks of Ervas Avicha, Ervas Imcha Lo Sigale. Don't get involved with mother or father. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, father doesn't mean physically the father, like a male to male, means father's wife. And then Ve'eras Imcha means literally mother. Don't get involved with them. Imcha hi, she's your mother. Lo yisigal arvasa. So again, we have that focus on Imcha hi, which we're going to go to very soon. Then we have the next pasuk, which is Ervas Eishas Avicha lo yisigal. Don't get involved with father's wife. Ervas Avicha hi, she's your erva of your father. Okay, so again, we have two pasukim of Parshas Achrei Mois. Again, Ervas Avicha v'Ervas Imcha Lo Yisigala Imcha Hi Lo Yisigala Ervasa. Next pasuk is Ervas Eishas Avicha Lo Yisigala Ervas Avicha Hi. Then over to Parshas Kedoshim. What happens if it's done? V'ish Asher Yishkav Etz Eishas Aviv. Ervas Aviv Gila. Again, Ervas Aviv Gila, as we said, is extra. And the result is Misa. Okay, now let's see the Gemara. Tanika, we say the Rava right on top. We have a Braisa. We're just going to begin with the Pasuk and Parashas Kedoshim, take it apart word by word. And again, the Pasuk reads, Isha Asher Yishkav Hashem Yishkav Hashem Aviv, Erevas Aviv Gila, Vaisi Masur, Shneem Vemba. First word, Ish, Prat Lakatan, as opposed to a minor. It only applies to an adult. Asher Yishkav Hashem Yishkav Aviv. So she's Ishas Aviv. Now, Ishas Aviv can mean she's only Ishas Aviv, a stepmother. She could also be his mother as well. Mashma, it covers both aspects, both possibilities. Bein Ishas Aviv Shehi Imoy, whether it's the Ishas Av who happens to be his mother as well, or Bein Ishas Aviv Shelo Imoy, or Ishas Av who's just a stepmother, who's not his mother. Either way, it has the same effect, the same result. Now what about if she's merely mother, just mother? We have no pasuk for that at this point. Imoy, who is not Ishas, she'en Ishas Aviv, minayin. Tamar Lema. The pasuk continues with three words which seem to be extra. It's repetitious. Ervas Aviv Gila. That is mufna, extra words, available to enable a unchallengeable Gzereshava. Because when there's a Gzereshava, which is mufna, you can't challenge it. Lahakish. It's going to provide basis, v'lidon mimenu Gzereshava, to connect the Gzereshava to these psukim. As the Gemara will explain coming up pretty soon. So it's a pretty unusual type of we pretty much make reference to what we're trying to do at this point, but we sort of take a pause. We haven't yet presented the Gzeira Shava, like what are we connecting, which pasuk to which pasuk, but the objective is going to be to prove Imoy, to include Imoy as well. We'll get to that soon. And the pasuk concludes with Moisi Masu, which means Biskila, of course. How do we know? Ata ayinu b'skila, you're suggesting skila, which is a very severe experience. Ayinu ella, ella va'achas mekol mises, hamur is betoina, perhaps other mises suffice. Answer, nemar kan dmeyam bam, we have the word dmeyam bam here, v'nemar b'oyi v'yidoini, also we have dmeyam bam. Malhan, just like over there by the oyi v'yidoini, who communicate with bones, etc. It is certainly b'skila, as the pasuk there explains itself. Afkan here as well b'skila. Now, Oine Shamanu, we've just concluded that there's a punishment to these experiences. Asara Minayin, what about a warning? We know that the Torah will not punish unless there's an explicit warning. We need Asara, which is typically in Parshas Achri Mois. We need Oinesh, which is in Parshas Kadosh. Tamar Loima. Now we jump back to Parshas Achri Mois. Perakit Ches, Vayikra Perakit Ches, Pasuk Zayin. Ervas Avichalei Segala. Don't get involved with father. Now, does that mean literally, physically, the father? No. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Erva Savicha means Zu Eisha Savicha. It's just a way of relating to father's wife. So we have a warning and then a punishment in Parshas Kedoshim. Now, how do you know that it's father's wife? Ato Omer, you're saying Eisha Savicha. Oh yeah, you know, maybe not so. Ella, Erva Savicha Mamish. Maybe it's literally the father, physically the father. That's why we need that Gzira Shava. Between this pasuk and Achri Mois, to the pasuk in Kedoshim mentioned earlier, because Nemar Kan Erva Savicha Lesegala. Here we have Erva Savicha. For Nemar Lahalan Erva Aviv Gila. In Parshas Kedoshim we have those words Erva Aviv Gila, which were extra. We connect the two contexts. Ma Lahalan Beishus Akasim Medaber, just like in Parshas Kedoshim, it was clearly father's wife. Pasuk refers to father's wife, right? Ish Asher Yishka Veshesisav. Afkan here as well in Parshas Achri Mois, in terms of warning you, it's also Be'isha, it's not father himself, it's his wife. Hakasur Medam. Okay, so at this point we have both a warning and a punishment applied to father's wife. Umashma, so we're concluding with Bein Ishas Aviv, She'imai, whether it's father's wife who happens to be his mother, who happens not to be his mother, that's not the point. The point is she's father's wife. Bein Ishas Aviv, She'imai, Bein Ishas Aviv, She'ena Imai, and we have a warning and a punishment. But what about just mother? Oh, we're going to go back to that now. We started, now we're going to go back to that. What about just mother alone? So, we have a warning against that. The Pasuk in Achri Mois says, Erbas imcha lo segala. Pretty clear. Tamalim, Erbas imcha lo segala. Straight forward. Yeah, but that's only punishment. Ainli ela ba'asara. So, regarding punishment, we see the Torah equates her with HSF. She also a kosev imoy. She'ena isha sava. Torah regards a mother who perhaps is not his father's wife, and treats her just like his father's wife regarding warning. Ki'ima, like the mother, she'isha sava, who happens to be father's wife. So we have the warning down pack. What about punishment for imay alone? Einish minayin. Oh, we need that gzeira shava again. So this is the second function of the gzeira shava. Minayin nemar kan ervas av ich leisigale. That's over here in Achrei Mois. Okay, v'nemar lahal ervas av gila. That's the extra words in Pashas Kedoshim. We connect ma ba'asara, just like regarding the warning aspect of a things, it applies to strictly mother as well. Also, because imoy she'ena isha sava, to regards a mother who happens not to be father's wife, just like a mother who is father's wife, meaning she gets the same status, she gets the warning. Ki imoy she'ena isha sava, apoinish, likewise regarding punishment. Also, because imoy she'ena isha sava, to regards the mother who happens not to be father's wife, punishes regarding that. Ki imoy, just like the imoy she'ena isha sava, and punishes them as well. And this pasuk in Parshas Achrei Mois has the phrase imchahi. Oh, and this is the key word, which is really the focal point of our whole discussion, right? Which is Rabbi Yehuda's shita, that if it happens to be mother and father's wife in one person, we just focus on mother, ignore the rest. Imchahi, exclusively mother. Mishim ima ata machayvai. If both happen to come together, you only focus on mother. V'yata machayvai mishim eshes avi. He's not considered a violator of Eshes Av, he doesn't have to bring a carbon on that. So far, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we have this Gzeira Shava between the Pasuk and Achrei Mois, the warning Pasuk, and the Pasuk and Kedoshim, the punishment Pasuk. So far, we have two applications. A, the most recent one, which is that the Imoy mentioned in Pashas Achrei Mois also has a warning, as per Pashas Kedoshim. And B, the pasuk in Achrei Mois, Ervas Avicha Leisigala, is not Avicha Mamish. It's Eshes Avicha, as per the pasuk in Pashas Kedoshim. Now, Rabbanan do not hold of this Gzeira Shava, and that's why they hold that the pasuk here in Achrei Mois is not even speaking about father's mother. It's speaking about father physically himself. So since there's no mention of father's mother, Imchahi in the pasuk is not coming to scout father's mother. And therefore, consequentially, they hold that if mother and father's wife come together, Ruchayev too. There's no discussion about such a case in this pasuk. So v'rabbanan, ervas avicha mamash. Apparently, when the pasuk says ervas avicha, it doesn't mean father's wife. It means literally, don't approach your father physically. Really, ervas avicha mamash? We already know that's asur. He's no different than any other man. Hi, this violation. Mives zachar nafka. Pasuk says don't get involved with a man. The answer is to get a double transgression. Ruchayev alav shtayim. He gets two isur. A, a regular Zohar, and B, his father. Ugad Rabbi Yehuda, as Rabbi Yehuda teaches us, the Rabbi Yehuda the Amayra, the Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Nachri Habal Aviv, if a guy gets involved with his father, he's Chayev too, Chayev Shtayim. A, father, and B, he's a Zohar. Likewise, Habal Achei Aviv gets involved with his father's brother, there's a special Isser on that, it says don't get involved with Achi Avicha, Ervas Achi Avicha Leisigala. Again, double transgression. Chayev Shtayim, because he's also a regular man. Now, Amar Rav, says Rav Mestavra, it's probable that Milsad Rav Yehuda, this halacha, this double transgression introduced by Rav Yehuda, be Yisrael b'shoigigu b'karbon. Of course, it's speaking about Yisrael who did it unintentionally, and it's a question regarding how many karbonis he has to bring. Vayda Kamar Nachri, the reason why he mentioned the guy, Lishnama Aliyahu, is just trying to, you know, speak in a dignified manner. Because it can't be a guy. A guy cannot be punished twice. Because this akadaydeh nachri mamish. If in fact we're speaking about a guy, how do you judge a guy regarding these violations? He doesn't bring a carbon. Mind you, Ktali gets killed. Well, you cannot kill one person twice. Betray Ktali, Katla, so you're going to kill him twice. Tanam hochi, we find the same in a brisa, that there's a double violation here. Habal aviv chayiv shtayim, habal achi aviv chayiv shtayim. Okay, now, ikadar. There was one approach which says, the like Rabbi Yehuda, this cannot be found in Rabbi Yehuda, who says that there is no pasuk regarding physically involvement with father alone. Ervas Avicha means father's wife. So there is no double chiyuv on that, period. But some disagree. I feel the same Rabbi Yehuda. Even Rabbi Yehuda would agree. Because you see, all agree that by Achi Aviv, his uncle, there is two violations. Why? There's a pasuk, Erevas Achi Avicha Lo Yisegal, on top of the fact that he's a Zohar. So according to this approach, Umaisila B'Kalvachomer Achi Aviv, Rabbi Yehuda will build up a Kalvachomer from Achi Aviv. Uma Achi Aviv. If even father's brother generates two transgressions, despite the fact that he's only the Kurbid Aviv, he's close to you because of the person's father. So basically, father serves as a bridge, as a conduit between oneself and his uncle. So if for uncle, a person is Chayiv Shtayim, is Chayiv 2, Aviv Lakoshkin, of course, for his father himself, he'll be Chayiv 2. It's a Kalvachomer. If uncle gets 2, of course, father, which is closer than uncle. So even Rabbi Yehuda will agree that there are 2 Chiyuvim even for involvement with father, based on the Kalvachomer. Now, the first approach disagreed. He said, according to Rabbi Yehuda, only by uncle you get 2, not by father. Why? Because you cannot generate an oinish, a punishment by way of a kavachomer. And this is the classic question of kamiflagi and machlekes between these two approaches. It's really connected to an ancient machlekes, whether or not you can generate an oinish through a kavachomer. Plukta dabai verova, famous machlekes dabai verova. Mar Sava, one holds, oin shimen adin, yes, we can punish based on a kavachomer. Mar Sava, the other one holds, no, you cannot. Ein oin shimen adin. Okay, pretty much that concludes this part of our discussion. Now let's go back to the Rabbanon, who disagree with Rabbi Yehuda's approach based on the Gzeirah Shava with several applications. Now the Rabbanon learned no Gzeirah Shava, and they learned that the Pasuk in Vayikra, Yud Ches Zayin, Erevas Avicha, is speaking about literally about father himself. So where do we have a punishment regarding, where do we have an Asara for father's wife? The answer is they learned from Erevas Ishus Avicha Leisigala. Take a look at the next pasuk in Achrim Mois, pasuk Ches, which begins with the words "Ervas Eisha Savicha Leisegal," pretty clear cut. Don't get involved with father's wife. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda, what does he do with that pasuk? He doesn't need it. Homi Boyle, that's needed for something else. Las Hora Leisha Aviv Lachar Misa. To keep the warning intact, even after father died. So once she attained that label, father's wife, even after father died, she retained that status. That's why we need that extra pasuk to keep that status. Rabbanon, how did Rabbanon learn this idea? Home is safe for the Kornafka. That could be learned from this next part of that pasuk. The words, Ervas Avicha, he, she remains Ervas Avicha, even after his passing. For Rabbi Yehuda, what does he do with that part of the pasuk? Home, by the way, that's needed for something else. Here comes a new machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon. Until now we discussed the convergence between Imay and Eshes Av. Do we keep them both, or does one discount the other? Now comes a new question. What about Eshes Av, who happens to be married to his father? Rabbanan say there's a double transgression. A, Eshes Av. B, Eshes Ish. Once again, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. If she's Eshes Av, you cannot reckon with Eshes Ish aspect. You can only give him the chiyuv on account of Eshes Av, and you have to discount Eshes Ish. That is done from Ervas Avicha. Here we focus exclusively on the fact that she's only Ervas Avicha. Ask the Gemara, what do you mean? Take a look at our Mishnah. There's a double transgression about Tanan. The Mishnah says clearly, Habanan Tanan Abol Eishes Av, gets involved with father's wife. There's a double chatos. Chayiv Alem Mishem Eishes Av, he's chayiv on account of that, and Mishem Eishes Ish. Whether father is alive or not, Bein B'chayi Aviv, Bein Lacham Eishes Aviv. Vilei Palag Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, there's no machlekes in the Mishnah. It seems to be universally agreed. Amar Abaye, yes, Palag B'Braisi. Look at the Braisi and the Tesefta. We find that Rabbi Yehuda does not accept that halacha. He only focuses on the Eishes Av and discount Eishes Ish. Now, there's going to be one more application to that Gzera Shava between Parshas Kadosh and Parshas Achrim Mois according to Rabbi Yehuda, which is coming up now. For Rabbanon, the question is, according to Rabbanon, we don't have the Gzera Shava. Oynesh Eishes Aviv, La'achar Misam Nalu. According to Rabbanon, let's say father passed away. The wife is still called Eshes Av, and he's warned against interacting with her. What about a punishment? We only have a warning, as per Parshas Achrei Mois, as per that extra pasuk, pasuk Ches, which was applied to this idea. But according to, but regarding Einish, we have no punishment for it. Every step of the way has to be substantiated. Where's the Einish for Eshes Av after father passed away? We know during father's life, yeah, but after his passing, how do you know? Einish Eshes Aviv. How do we know that? So now, Mishlam Rabbi Yehuda, Kunt Rabbi Yehuda, we activate that Gzera Shava again for the third application. Maisel of Gzera Shava. we connect Achrei Mois to Kedoshim. We say, look, whatever is in Kedoshim is in Achrei Mois, meaning the warning mentioned in Kedoshim is applied to anything mentioned in Achrei Mois, including this idea of Eish Esav after father's passing. Elo l'Rabbanim Nelu, but according to Rabban, there is no Gzeir Shavah. How did I know this concept? Amri Lach, they'll respond like this. Remember, in Pashas Kedoshim, only in the top of the Amadu, the three extra words, Erevas Aviv Gila, which according to Rabbi Yehuda, served as basis for that Gzeir Shavah with those three applications. Amri Lach, Rabbanim will respond, now who Erevas Aviv Gila? What about those words, Erevas Aviv Gila? The Mapik Lo Rabbi Gzeir Shavah, which Rabbi Yehuda forms the basis for Gzeir Shavah, which we don't accept. Well, actually, we're going to use those words for this halacha. Ma'apkila, you know, they use those words, they apply it, la'oinish, de'eshes, aviv, la'achar misa, for this very halacha, to indicate that, to teach us that an eshes av after father's passing is also up for punishment. Now, v'rabbonon oinish li'imoy, she'ein eshes aviv minalu, now if you recall, the second application of the Gzeir HaShavah Kohen Terbida was regarding applying a punishment for a mother. So mother is mentioned here in Achrei Mois. What about a punishment? We connect it to Kedoshim, punishment as well. Kohen Terabon, there's no connection. So punishment for a mother, how do we know? Oynesh le'imoy, she'ein eish esavet menalu, am Rav Shishi b'Rabidu, am Akra. Because in Parashat Achrei Mois, we have the words imchahi, which according to Rabbi Yehuda was applied to discount, to minimize the transgression if the mother happens to be father's wife, so we just focus on imcha and ignore father's wife. According to Rabban, they disagree with that concept. They hold that we bundled up together, there's a double violation. So the words imchahi are extra. Imchahi, asa kasav, to teach us this very point, that imcha has the same level as eishes av, meaning just like there's a punishment applied to eishes av, same to imcha. Asa akasav li'imoy she'en eishes aviv, to regards mother who happens not to be father's wife, just like father's wife, ki'imoy she'eishes aviv, just like if she would also be father's wife, and there's a punishment applied to this as well. So, a bit of a complicated gemara, but just to keep things clear and packaged concisely, basically there's a machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanim regarding convergence. Let's say the Isser of Imoy converges with Eishes Av. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he's only chayv on account of Imoy, and we ignore Eishes Av. Likewise, regarding Eishes Av, who's also Eishes Ish, we focus on Eishes Ish. Eishes Av, we ignore the Eishes Ish. In both, Rabbanim say, there's a double transgression. What's this based on? Well, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's a Gzeir Shavah between the Pasuk and Achrei Mois and the Pasuk and Kedoshim, which had a triple application. The Gzeir HaShavah teaches us three things. Firstly, that the term Ervas Avicha in Achrei Mois is Ervas Eishes Avicha as per Parshas Kedoshim. Hence, the Pasuk in Achrei Mois does allude to father's wife. So when it says Imchahi, it's saying ignore father's wife, just focus on mother if both happen to come together. There you go. That's the source for Abida's concept, which is really the focus and focal point and goal of this whole discussion. But you know, just to round things up, the next application would be that Imchahi mentioned Achrei Mois gets a punishment because it's connected to Kedoshim where the punishment is mentioned. And then, finally, regarding Eishes Av L'Achar Misa, is there a punishment there? Yes, because that's mentioned in Parshas Achrei Mois, and we connect it to Kedoshim and apply the punishment as well. Rabbanan disagree, they hold that there's no Zerah Shava, Ervas Avicha means literally father. So that generates two chiyuvim on account of involvement with father. There's a question regarding Rabbi Yehuda's opinion on that matter, because we'll agree by father's brother, there's a double chiyuv. What about father himself? It's a kavuchaymer. Do we punish based on the kavuchaymer or not? That was a machlekes. And pretty much regarding the other halachas, Rabbanan agrees with Rabbi Yehuda, but it's a question just of where to learn these halachas from. Okay, one more point. Yabal kalosei, Mishnah says, if one gets involved with kalosei, which is daughter-in-law, there's a chiv on account of kalosei and the fact that she's married. Eishes ish. But there's a third one as well. V'lechayiv na mishum eishes b'noi. The pasuk speaks of eishes b'noi, right? It says, ervas. Kalosei. Kalosei le'segala. Don't get involved with kalosei. Eishes bin chahi, she's your son's wife, le'segala ervasa. So she has a double status, double label. Two transgressions. Amar Abba, you know, it's all one and the same chiyuv, and in fact, Pasach HaKasav B'Kalosik. The reason why the Pasach begins with a reference to Kalosik, the same but concludes with a different reference, Be'eshes B'nai, Le'emach Tatichu, Zui Kalosik. So Be'eshes B'nai, it's all one and the same person, and just one violation, one transgression. So Rashi explains, so why did the Torah switch her title in the middle, Tatichu, that even if she's no longer Eshes B'nai, for instance, if son died, she still retains her status. She's still called Kalosai. And there's a chiv on account of that. But generally, you don't get hit twice. If one gets involved with Kalosai, there's only one chiv of Kalosai / Eshes B'nai. It's one chiv on top of Eshes Ish. Continues the Mishnah. Habala Zachur, if one initiates relations with a male, Vala Behema or an animal, and likewise Vaisha Hamavia, that's a Behema, a woman who invites a behemoth to herself, biskila, all these result in sekila. Now the question is, why do we kill the animal as well? Im adam chata, just because a person sinned, behemah machata. Why are you blaming the animal? We have two reasons. Elo lefi shabo la adam tachal al yada, because the animal served as a conduit for sin. So now the sin gets manifested on the animal as well, and you have to eradicate that source of sin. Number two, another reason, to spare the sinner who has now been killed and atoned for, spare him of unnecessary shame by having his sin publicized, by highlighting his sin, by having the animal, you know, present and displayed. We want to avoid the animal walking down the street. People pointing to the animal saying, oh, remember this person's sin with the animal, Zuhi, this is the animal, Shiniska Plain Al Yada, that person got killed because of. Okay, so now we're going to look for the sources of all these halachis. And again, we have to look for everything. Every step of the way has to be punished and warned against. So regarding a Zohar, we have two aspects, of course. We have the initiator of that connection, and we have the recipient. We have the person who invites the Zohar upon him. Likewise, two aspects by the Behema as well. Zohar Manolan, how do we know the Isra of the Zohar? How do we know the Skila? Tanur Rabbanu, we have a Pasuk, Ish. So the Pasuk begins with the word Ish. I'll just read the whole Pasuk. And Vayikra Chaf, Pasuk of Gimel. V'isha asher yishkav es Zohar, mishkav v'isha. A person gets involved with a Zohar, like as per a woman. Toyeva Asur, it's abomination. Shneim, Moisim Asur, Dmeim Bam. Zohar Menol says, the Gemara Tanur Rabbanu, we have a Brais. Ish, Prat Lekotan. As opposed to a Kotan, if he initiated it, there's no violation. Asher yishkav es Zohar. He gets involved with a Zohar. Ben gadol ben katan. So if the initiator is a gadol, the person on the other side, doesn't matter whether he's a gadol or a katan, the initiator gets the einish. Mishkevei isha. It's similar to a woman. Now, we need to learn nothing from a woman here, because it's pretty obvious what this activity involves. Rather, the pasuk here is actually elaborating on something by the arayas regarding women, teaching us something regarding there. We're learning over here that by a woman, the Issa of Arayis applies the regular way or the irregular way, which is reminiscent of male-to-male interaction. Magdalcha HaKosef, the Pasuk here is teaching us, Sheshnei Mishkavas B'Isha, that the Issa of Arayis by a woman applies even the irregular way. So it looks like the Isha is teaching us regarding the Halacha of Zachar, just the opposite. From Zaha we learn regarding another element of Arayas by Isha that applies even the irregular way from the back. It appears from the Pasuk like the Mishkevei Isha. The Isha aspect is teaching us something regarding the Zaha, but just the opposite. Actually, the Isha learns from the Zaha, as we explained. And the Pasuk concludes, Moisi Masu, which means Beskila, Ato Emir Beskila, you're saying it's Skila, very severe. Ayeinu Ela Aba Achas Mikol Mises, Hamur is Bater, perhaps other Mises. Answer, Nemar Khan Dmeim Bam, we have the term Dmeim Bam over here. V'namar, likewise, Ba'ibi Yedayni, it says Dmeim Bam, Malahalam B'skila, just like there, it's clearly Skila, Afkan B'skila. Oyne Shamanu, concluded regarding the punishment of Mishkav Zohar. What about a warning? Asura Minayin, we can't punish unless we warn. So we jump back again to Parshas Achrei Mois, right? Tamalayma, Be'ez Zohar, Le'ez Zishkav, Mishkav Yishe, don't get involved with these Zohar. Ta'evahi, it's abomination. Okay, so we have the warning, but it's only regarding the initiator. We have a warning regarding the initiator. What about a warning regarding the person who allows it to happen to him? Everything has to be warned clearly and punished. This is a pasuk, a general pasuk which says a man should not be a kodesh, Rashi says, involved in immoral behavior. Specifically, Mishkav Zachor V'Oimaz, we have a pasuk in Melachim regarding the goyim v'gam kodesh haya ba'aret osuk v'cholateves ha'goyim. So we see she'harish v'goyim, we see that kodesh is a term related to te'eva, to abominations here as well. Like a kodesh, don't get involved in this type of activity, i.e. Mishkav Zachor. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, who's speaking? Rabbi Shmuel. Okay, so Rabbi Shmuel holds the Mishkav Zachor is punished and warned on both aspects. Initiator because of Leishishkav, the one who allows it on him is Loye Kaddish. Rabbi Kiva Oimer in Itzarach, we don't have to go to that pasuk Loye Kaddish. Take a look at this pasuk itself, which says a Zachor Leishishkav, don't initiate, but it also covers the recipient as well. Rabbi Kiva Oimer in Itzarach, how are you Oimer a Zachor Leishishkav Mishkavei Ishka? So if you read it Leishishkav means initiator, but you could also read it Karibei Leishishachev, don't allow it to happen to you. So it covers both aspects, and both are warned against. But let's just focus on this drasha, because basically it's the same pasuk on both, and this is going to be very important later. The same pasuk is a source for the sheichev and the nishkev. Okay, so we've covered zachar. What about behemoth? Getting involved with an animal. Again, we have to punish, we have to warn both aspects, initiator and allowing it to happen to oneself. Behemoth minelam, tanur rabban, ish. It says, don't get involved with an animal. Ish means prat l'katan, as opposed to a minor. He's not chayev. Asher yitin shechav to behemah, gets involved with an animal, irrespective of behemah's age, being gedolah, being ktana. And the pasuk concludes, mois yumas, which means b'skila. To Omer, you say b'skila. Oyein ella ba'achas. We call misoi samuris b'ter, perhaps another type of punishment. Nemar kan ta'regu. We have the word ta'regu over here, by the behemah. Nemar al, we have elsewhere by a person who is a mesis, who led the public astray to do avodah zarah. We have kihorek tarugenu, and just like over there, the pasuk clearly describes it as skila, mahalan baskilam, afkan, here is all by the animal, baskila, it's a skila. Okay, so lamadnu oinish, we have the oinish down pack. What about lamadnu oinish l'sheikh, we have a punishment regarding the one who initiates relations with an animal, oinish nishka b'nai, what about a punishment regarding the person who allows it to himself, tamalema kol sheikhiv, imeim masyumas. Anyone involved with an animal gets misa, in the sheikhev. Now this is an extra pasuk, because we don't need it for the sheikhev. We have a pasuk already for that. So that's the general halacha, the formula we apply many times. If there's an extra pasuk, we apply it to where it's needed. Let's apply it to the recipient. Okay, so lamad no'ish, we have an oinish for both aspects. Bein l'sheikhev, bein l'nishkev. What about a warning? Ashara l'menayin. Don't get involved with an animal. Okay, that's a warning. That covers the initiator. What about a nishkav of an animal? So once again, this is Rabbi Shmuel speaking and applying that same pasuk. Applied on the receiving end of the zachar, applied to the receiving end of the behemah as well. And we know that involves this type of activity. Become kaddish ha'ibaretz, divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Once again, Rabbi Kiva disagrees. We don't have to go to that pasuk, because within this pasuk itself, we cover the initiator and the one who invites it on him. Rabbi Kiva mean it zarech. Hari oima leisitin shechavtecha. Now shechavtecha can mean the initiator, but also leisitin shechivascha, your physical involvement in any way, whether initiating or otherwise, is inappropriate. So we find an azhara for both aspects, again within the same pasuk. Okay, so before we continue, sort of into the puzzle of all these different pieces here that are going to be moved around in a riddle format. Very interesting Gemara coming up. Let's get the facts clear. Different sources which are going to form the basis for the next discussion. So we covered Zachar on two aspects and Behemoth on two aspects. Initiator and allowing it onto oneself. So regarding the warning, initiating a zachar, clear pasuk. Initiating a behemah, clear pasuk. What about allowing it to oneself? So according to Rabbi Shmuel, both nishkav of zachar, nishkav of behemah, are based on the pasuk Loye Kaddish. So now the point is that you cannot bring two korbanis if it's based on the same pasuk. Let's say a person did all these activities, you know, in one unintentional lapse. He brings a korban chatas. One per violation, provided they're separate pesukim. But if it's based on the same ashara, you can only bring one chatas for both. according to Rish Moel, being on the receiving end of a Zachar and the receiving end of a Behema are based on the same pasuk, a Kaddish. Maximum one Chatas. According to Rabbi Akiva, however, the receiving end of a Zachar is learned from the same pasuk as the initiation of the Zachar. So if he does those two things together, there's one Chatas. The receiving end of the Behema is based on the same pasuk as initiating with the Behema. So those two are wrapped together. So that's the sort of the equation here. So now, Habala Zachar, says the Gemara, that's a person that combines many of these activities. Several, or all of them, as we're going to see. How many chatois? Based on the Pesukim, based on Rabbi Shmuel, based on Rabbi Kiva. Habala Zachar, person initiates with a Zachar, behavioral of Zachar, and allows it on himself. So he initiated, and he received. Amra Babo, well, did Rabbi Shmuel Chayav Shtayim? He gets two chiyuv chatos, two different sources, two different psukim, two different violations. Chada, one is milah yishkav, don't initiate. V'chada, and the second one, milah yikadosh. Next pasuk. But divrei Rabbi Akiva is only one chatos, because initiation and allowing it is based on the same pasuk. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, enechayv elachas. Because lo yishkav, and lo yishkav, chadi, it's the same pasuk. Next question. Habala behema, behema behema alav. Same thing with an animal. He initiates and he allows it on himself. How many chatois? Same point. Amar Rabbi Avo. Udiv Rabbi Shmuel Chayav Shtayim. Kod Rabbi Shmuel Two. Chad, one is Milo Yisidin Shechavtecha. Don't initiate. Chad, the other one, Milo Yekadosh. Second pasuk. The Rabbi Kiva is only one chatos. They're both covered by the same pasuk. Ene Chayav Alachas. Because Shechavtecha, initiation with an animal, and Ushchivascha, allowing yourself with an animal, it's all the same pasuk. Chadi. Pretty clear, right? But not so clear, because Abaye disagrees. Abaye has a different version. He holds that Rabbi Shmuel, he doesn't learn from Leah Kaddish. That's not the pasuk that sources this issue. So it sort of rearranges the whole equation now. Abaye, Omar, I feel that Rabbi Shmuel, Nami, Einu Chayev L'Achas. Quite Rabbi Shmuel. When a person does both things with an animal, there's only one chiyuv. Einu Chayev L'Achas. Because the chiksiv lo yekadosh, because that pasuk by the nishkav of a zachar lo yekadosh, that's only regarding interhuman interaction, regarding that, but not regarding animals. So what is the source for a nishkav of a behim? Elo Rabbi Shmuel Azhar al nishkav in elon. Nafkali, he learns it from the pasuk mikol sheichav behim amaisumas, which is speaking about initiating. How do you apply it to the allowing? To the being on the receiving end, because it's an extra pasuk. Unneeded for that. We already have a pasuk for sheikh and mehima. So we divert it to a nishkav. Main in the sheikh. It's unneeded for the sheikh. We already have a pasuk for that. So now in the nishkav, we apply it to the nishkav. Now, va'afka rachman al nishkav lashon sheikh. So why did the Torah reference a nishkav with the word sheikh? He's not initiating. It's the opposite. So what's the point of doing that? To indicate like this, that they're both on the same level. Both have the same ramifications. Ma sheichav, just like by the initiator with the animal. Anash v'hizir, the Torah warned and punished. Af nishkav, anash v'hizir, same exact applies to a nishkav. There's a warning and a punishment. Okay, so according to Abaye, the equation changed somewhat. And we're going to see in a minute how that, we already saw one difference, because according to Abaye, when one initiates and allows himself with an animal, there's only one chiyuv chatas. Let's see, let's break it down. According to Rabbi Akiva, there's only one chiyuv because it's all included in the same pasuk. Lo yisitein shechav techa, initiation. Lo yisitein shechiv rascha, allowance. Likewise, according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's the same pasuk. Because it's all learned from sheichav. One is for the sheichev, one is for the nishkav. That's an extra pasuk, so it covers the nishkav as well. It's all based on the same isra and the same lav. It's only one chiv. Okay. Hanirba lezachar, vanirba lebehema. Next question. Next riddle. He was allowing himself with a zachar, allowing himself with a behema. Didn't initiate, and not allowed himself. And did both. How many chatois? How many karbonis? Amr bivo. Says Rabbi Yavol, did Rabbi Kiva Chayav Shtayim? Rabbi Kiva says you get two. Because the two psukim. Right? Chada Melech Shachayv. That's a zachar. Achad, achad, about the animal. Well, it's in shechivah zachar. Two separate pesukim. However, the Rabbi Shmuel, according to Revo's version of Rabbi Shmuel, both are based on the pasuk lo yeh kaddish. Being on the receiving end of a person or an animal is lo yeh kaddish. All the same pasuk. Ein chayv lachas. Because either both violations are based on lo yeh kaddish. Same pasuk. Lo yeh kaddish. Abai Omar, Abai of course disagrees, because he says lo yeh kaddish does not apply to receiving from an animal. Abai Omar, afil the Rabbi Shmuel, even according to Rabbi Shmuel, nami chayv shtayim. Allowing oneself with an animal and with a zachar generates two. Because, as we said, according to Abaye's version of Rabbi Shmuel, a nishkav of a zachar is lo yeh kaddish, but by nishkav of behemah, that's based on the other pasuk. The chsiv kol sheichev behemah yisumos, and again, that was an extra pasuk, right, to include nishkav as well. It may mean sheichev, it's not needed for the sheichev, for the initiator in the nishkav. So why did the pasuk call it a sheichev? V'afki rachman al nishkav. Why do we call a nishkav b'loshen sheichev? To tell you that he has the same status as a sheichev. He's asur. Ma sheichev anash v'isur. Just like there's a punishment and warning against a sheichev. Af nishkav, the same thing with a nishkav anash v'isur. So it's not lo yekadosh. It's a separate violation. Separate chiyuv. Now one final riddle here. Let's try to guess it before we see it inside. Let's say a person does everything together. All four things. Both things with a zachar. Initiates and allows himself. Both things with the behemoth, initiates and allows himself. How many chatois? How many? You would think four. No, it can't go past three. Because any which way we slice it, any which way we learn here, there is some sort of combination. Right? Let's take the easy one first, Rabbi Akiva. The two aspects of zachar, initiation and receiving, are both based on the same pasuk. So that's lumped into one chiyuv. Behema as well. Initiation and receiving the same pasuk. Shechavtcha, shechivascha, right? So at most, you get two chiyuvim. One only brings two chatois. According to Rekiva, it's clear it's only two. Okay? That's universal. No discussion about that. Regarding Rabbi Shmuel, at most it's three. Why? Initiation with a zachar is one. Initiation with a behema is another one. So that's two. Being on the receiving end of a zachar is, according to Rabbi Vo, based on lo yeh kaddish, third violation, that's three. But that's the same identical source as receiving from the behemoth, lo yeh kaddish. So you lump it together. Two becomes one. So all you have is three. According to Abaye's approach, receiving end of the zachar is lo yeh kaddish, that's the third iser. But receiving end of the behemoth is not lo yeh kaddish, but it is enwrapped with initiation with the behemoth, based on that same pasuk. So again, we lump them together. Two becomes one. So either way, you're deducting one for a total of three. And that, in fact, is the answer. Aval habala zachar. Zachur behevi zachar alav. Habala behema. Behevi behema alav. He did all four things. Bein l'rabevo. Bein l'abaye. Either way, l'rabbi Shmuel, it's only three. Because we combine two into one. Somewhere along the path. Chayev shalish for a total of three. Instead of four. Rabbi Kiva, however, chayev shtayim. Just a total of two. Okay, so bottom line, we started with a sugi regarding imoy combined with Eishes Av, according to Rabbanon, two violations, according to Yudah, im chayi, we focus only on mother, and this is based on Exer Shava between Achrimois and Kedoshim, which has three applications. We learned several more aspects of this halacha regarding Eishes Av, Lacham Eishes Av, the same applies there, same Yisurim. We discussed Eishes Av together with Eishes Ish, according to Rabbanon, it's a double violation, according to Yudah, we only focus on Eishes Ish. We learned about Kalosai, that it applies even achar misas benoi. We learned the sources of a zachar, behema, all aspects, all types of facets of it, and how many isurim and violations would be compiled. All the best to you, and atzlacha rab.